Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend and your host of Impacting Life 24/7, CL King. I am coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And this is day number 4 straight of doing the podcast because we had some great guests yesterday. And my staff challenged me to see if I could get a 5-day work weekend. So I've committed to it. 5 days of podcasting ain't nothing because we love it. So here we are on the heels of the end of July, ladies and gentlemen. And what I did on Monday is I gave tips for elementary school students and parents. Tuesday, I did the same thing for middle school students, which middle school is the tweeners. Wednesday, we had my good friends Ashley Jackson and Marion Baldwin on talking about their books relative to caregivers. Today, I am giving tips for those entering into high school or already in high school, trying to figure out how to get out of high school. You know, it is the more that the older I get, I guess, the more that I can identify with where high schoolers are at. You know, these guys are going to spend the next 4 years laying the foundation for what they could do for the next 40. And I recall that the decisions I made in that 18, 19 year old range, man, they affect me to this day. And so I wanted to take a special care for our high school students and parents and give them some strategies. I actually even pulled up from schools.org, greatschools.org, some more focused tips for these guys because they are, you know, like when we're talking about elementary school, you know, we're talking about making a schedule and planning and packing their lunch and stuff like that. Middle school, we're dealing with folks that are in between, too young for hanging out with the high schoolers, too old for rocking with the elementary school kids. So they're somewhere in between. But today we're talking about high schoolers. And in high school, man, things change, man. It just gets different in high school. They allowed, you know, in elementary or middle school, you ain't allowed to wear sandals and flip flops. You ain't allowed to do certain things. Carry your phone. But man, in high school, it's like a mini campus. It's like a mini college campus. So, you know, these kids are getting prepared. VP on break. What's up, Greg? Yes, sir, man. Since I got challenged to do the 5-day podcast, I said, man, I'm going to fit them into my schedule so I can, because I'll be dead by the end of the week, brother. You know, this takes a lot of work. And so Greg Smith, our VP, is saying hello and giving his greetings all the way from New Bern, North Carolina. And Greg and I have been together. Man, Greg, I was looking at some videos, brother. We have footage and we have events and we have content so far back and so much that we could post a different video every day from events that we've done all year. And you wouldn't see the same one, or you wouldn't see the same content. I just really have forgotten, bro, how many things we have done. And I was pulling some stuff up. You can go archive in Facebook. You can go back in time. And I was just like, wow, I forgot Greg and I even did that. We have been in some crazy places and we have been in some memorable places. So, man, we got it, brother. So 5 days this week, you know, Monday we dealt with elementary school kids. Tuesday we dealt with middle school kids. Wednesday, of course, I had my guests on, Ashley Jackson and Marion Baldwin, with their two books, Lost, Travel, Found, and Marion's book, Caregiver 2.0. And then today, I'm dealing with high schoolers. I just did a high school commencement speech to close out the year 2021. And I really could feel that the urgency, the backdrop of urgency for these students was facing them now in the front. It was no longer, hey, look, there's this thing coming in the background, but it really was in the foreground. Like, okay, so now everybody has to give these statements like, oh, I'm going to this college, or I'm going to this university, or I'm going to work full time here. Because that's the next expectation for those that are in high school. So, you know, when you're in middle school, you still got time to chill. Summer break is over and you're like, okay, well, I'm still going to school. Well, when you get into high school, there's some decisions. There are some crossroads. There are some intersections that high schoolers have to make. And what we're going to talk about tonight is tips for successfully navigating through those. It's very, very important, I feel. And so I did a little more research and went to, like I said, greatschools.org. And they said 10 tips for thriving in high school. And that's one thing that I want everyone to realize, is that you should thrive in high school. Tip number one, pursue activities that truly interest you. Okay. If there's anything that people regret in school, is that they tried to do more during their free time that they weren't necessarily interested in. That's what that write-up talks about. This lady named Bona Kang, who attended UC Berkeley, she said, listen, I got so involved in so many things. I was tempted to join so many other things, but I realized that it was not good. All those things did not benefit me. And furthermore, I wasn't necessarily interested in them. So she goes on to say, don't make decisions about extracurricular activities based on what other people think what might look good on an application. See, that's the thing. See, we put so much pressure and emphasis on these applications and all that. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm about the grind. I'm about getting it. I'm about making your first million right after high school. I'm about pushing. I'm about not making excuses. But I'm also about, man, do something that you're interested in. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a very, very great point that Bona from UC Berkeley said. She's like, you got to resist the temptation to get involved in all this stuff just because it looks good on an application. The glee club, the fishing club, the you know what I mean? The frog leaping club. So, you know, she's talking about her extracurricular. Don't just go through the motions of things that, well, they said, if I join this club and be in this group or play this sport, this will look good on my college admission application. And all I'm telling you is that this is a very, very good point. Pursue activities that truly interest you. Because what we find happening, and this is a part of my gear training, y'all. What we find happening is young people going through the various benchmarks, the various toll gates in life that we as adults say where they should be. You know, when you turn 16, you should get your driver's license. You know, when you graduate, you should go right off to college, or you should go, you know, in a trade school, in the military. All of those benchmarks are great. They're good landmarks. But here's the deal, man. If you're not interested in it, if you don't love it, if it's not a passion of yours, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to jump from thing to thing to thing to thing, and you're going to realize that padding your resume was not so much so important as it was doing something that was in your hearts, doing something that you loved. So it's important, man. The next point, point number two, is make the most of high school academics. Now, that's a good one. Make the most of high school academics. Take advantage of the opportunity to form strong relationship with teachers, even in large classes. A little extra effort goes a long way. This point here says get to know your teachers. Go talk to them after school or at lunch. They can help you navigate high school and manage the college process that's coming up. A young lady says she also advises saving a few of your best essays and projects that might come in handy for applications. So here's the deal, guys. We're recognizing that high school is not the landing zone. It is the launching pad. So do your best work. Make the most of high school academics. Don't just fluff through the coursework, guys, because if you do have plans to go off to college, it's going to be important that you perform at a high level. It's going to be important that you do. There's some benchmarks that you need to be putting in your focus. You need to be making sure that you make the most of your high school academics and don't just fluff through. Don't just make high school a social experience. You got to do well on the academics. So make the most of them, guys. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to tell you one more point from this website, greatschools.org. And they say many college students have opportunities to study abroad that may be partially or wholly subsidized by a university program, and language fluency can increase your opportunities to explore different parts of the world. Now, that's a great idea. You know, if a young person truly has a passion to get out of Hickville, USA, and they want to go somewhere else and they want to experience different cultures and lands and navigate through those. One of the things that they're saying in this article is, hey, man, brush up on your foreign languages. You know, although language classes might seem abstract or boring, the hard work in high school will be worth it later on. And I can concur. Because, you know, if you don't take foreign languages, you can forget even being qualified for a four-year university after high school. This gentleman, I think his name is Elias West, a graduate of the Darden Graduate School of Business, learned the hard way. He said, I dreaded my French classes throughout high school, but then I couldn't study abroad in all the places I wanted to go. Perhaps if I had taken French classes more seriously, I would be fluent now. Parlez-vous français? Yeah, that's right. Mr. West said, listen, I didn't take French seriously. But then as I finished school, I found that there was, you know, when I finished high school, I found that there were places that I wanted to study abroad that I couldn't because I just wasn't fluent in the language. So that is... I've seen that one many, many times, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen it many times where kids did not take the foreign language piece seriously. And consequently, they wound up only qualifying for a two-year community college and or they couldn't study abroad. So when we get back, I'm going to be talking about the next point I'm going to give you from this greatschools.org on for high schoolers is how to be yourself. You got to be yourself in high school, guys, because listen, you are coming closer and closer to identifying who you are and what you are. And when I left high school, I had a clear understanding of who I was.
Our amazing sponsors are truly the engines that help Impacting Life 24/7 produce phenomenal results in 33 states and 17 countries around the world. Our gold sponsors, Michelle Perry. She is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You've got to get a copy of her book today. Connect with Michelle and get this dynamic book in your possession at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cousson has dedicated her life volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is an individual caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors, Mr. Gregory Smith, who is also the VP of the CL King Group and the executive producer of Impacting Life 24/7. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrienne Barker. She is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Connect with Adrienne Barker today at professionalglobaletiquette.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of our international podcast, which reaches states in the U.S. and countries around the world, it's very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com www.thepolicalsong.com and sign up to partner with us today as we continue to impact one life, one day at a time.
One life, one day at a time. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville. And one of the things that I really, really appreciate about our sponsors is their partnership with us. And that commercial gets heard on, let's see here, 26 other outlets: Apple Podcasts, Google Chrome, Podbean, Bullhorn, Pandora, Safari, I can't even see that far away. Spotify, Overcast, Facebook app, Alexa, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, iTunes, Opera, CFN Network, CastBox, YouTube, Firefox, iOS Player, Android Player, Comcast Player, and more. And so that's when we say, you know, when we started that commercial, the show had been downloaded in 33 states. And now it's up to 37. And so that partnership is really important. We got three sponsorship levels: silver, gold, and platinum. And each level gives different accesses and helps us in this show. And so our gold and platinum sponsors receive a commercial for the life of their sponsorship. And we do that live on our show. And that gets pushed out to all of the various platforms on all of the major outlets that we serve and we're a part of. I think we're downloaded in 27 different countries. So thank you to our sponsors and thank you for our listeners on Impacting Life 24/7 on our podcast. And so one of the things that we wanted to do this week, as we're getting close to the return of school, we can't believe it. I've seen band camp starting back. I've seen football 2-a-days getting going. It's just like, wow, guys, we just closed the chapter in 2021, and they're like, nope, you don't get to chill. We're coming back. Those, you think those kids get, you know, moms and dads get to have the whole summer off? No. Yeah, that's actually a good idea, and we'll probably do something different on the commercials when we're doing our live show. That's a good idea. Thank you. So another point, we just talked about having a language background if you want to study abroad. But here's another point that I got from greatschools.org. They said, listen, in high school, be yourself. This, you know, it might sound cliche. Oh, be yourself. Because everybody I'm looking at when I go and speak in high schools, I don't find too many students looking like they have struggles with being themselves. But watch this. There's a reason why you hear it so much. It's important. You'll get the most satisfaction out of high school if you focus on the people and activities that feel right to you, regardless of what seems cool or acceptable at the moment. Al Star Brown, a Cornell University graduate, explains, anyone can do anything with their lives. Students should not define themselves by their place in high school. Ooh. So the social aspects of high school can be particularly overwhelming because you guys have, you know, you're looking at a microcosm, a small little community within a community there. But Megan Fox, a Sonoma State University graduate, she encourages high schoolers to just try to accept and embrace those interactions and those interchanges. Your teenage years are incredibly emotionally charged, are they not? Hello, emotional teenagers. I wish someone would have told me to be present as I could in those moments instead of feeling embarrassed and stressed out. Man, just be who you are. Let me tell you, let me just give you a good tip about me as a speaker, man. When I started speaking professionally, I think I set out to try to be and sound like certain people and, you know, carry myself a certain way. And I realized that when I captured who I was as a speaker and who I was supposed to be and who God had called me to be, just being myself just became so natural. So now I don't stress out, man. If they say, man, there's 10,000 folks at this event you got to speak at and got to give a keynote, I'm just like, okay, that's great. Whether it's 10 or 10,000, it really feels the exact same to me because I'm going to give the same effort and I'm going to be myself. So take yourself, you know, be yourself seriously in high school, guys. Let yourself, your full self, blossom and be on display. Now, here's another point that says, think about college early Of course, this is from greatschools.org. Think about college early, but don't let it get you crazy. Now, here's what it says. There's no need to agonize over college the moment you enter into high school, like some parents are doing for their kids. But it is important to do everything you can to make sure that you're making good decisions if you're going that route. There are so many schools where you can have a wonderful experience, so do your best to narrow it down to a few realistic choices that seem like a good fit for you. Rather than obsess over every school's statistic, that, you know, take a broader perspective. Look at a college that have a variety of things you're interested in. Like, you know, sherbet ice cream, you know, rainbow sherbet ice cream. That's why I eat it when I can, because it's got a variety of things. Or Neapolitan ice cream. It's not just one thing, you know. Just look at a college that offers you a bunch of different things, where the student body seems to like people you relate to, and you'll find your way once you get there. Now, another point that they say about this is be sure to think about the aspects that can have a huge impact on your experience, such as the size of the school, the location, the options for financial aid. That's important. Lauren from George Washington University says, "I regret not thinking more about what type of college I wanted to go to. It is much easier to spend 3 years gradually figuring it out what you want than doing it all senior year in the fall. That is the truth. Now, let me interject something about college. What I do know about college is that college is not for everybody. Y'all feel me? Now, I know I done lost all my educated folks. They have completely left the podcast. But let me just be clear. College should not be entered into as the automatic next step for a high schooler, because there are billions and billions of dollars out in student loans that kids get out of college after 4 years strapped with $50,000 in debt, and they're making a whopping $34,000. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think how long that's going. Think about starting your family with $50,000 hanging over your head as that's how you started. You know, most that should be applied to school and, you know, your house and upgrades on your house and all that kind of stuff. But no, you're starting out with $30,000 to $50,000 looming over your head that they're expecting you to pay because you went and got some sheepskin. Now, I am not minimizing the efficacy of college, but what I am saying is that it's not for everyone. And instead of going there, frustrating yourself, making yourself miserable, making your parents mad because they done spent their money and you're not performing, that's why I'm a big proponent of checking out and seeing what truly is your passion. What is your gift? What is it that makes you, like, when somebody presents you with a $100 bill for no reason, that feeling that you feel should be the feeling that you feel when your alarm clock goes off and you got to get up and go to work. If you don't feel that, you just going to a job. But man, when I get an opportunity to speak before students or teach staff and train teachers and come on this podcast and do what I do best and love it, man, I feel like I'm getting a gift every single day. It does not feel like work. It feels like a gift to me. So when we're talking about college, you know, and kids are just like, man, I gotta go to college because that's what they said I need to do. Explore your options, ladies and gentlemen. Explore them. There are more ways to get to the end result than just by going and strapping yourself with $50,000 in college debt. Now, those of you that did it and navigated through it and found your way and are doing great, there's hundreds of thousands of people that do that every year, guys. So don't anyone come back and say CL King is an anti-college person. And that's not it at all. I'm just saying that young people are coming out of school strapped with debt and the finances ain't matching what they strapped with. You feel me? They're coming out of school with $50,000 in debt in student loans, and they're making $30,000 or $40,000. That's not a way to start out your career. Me and Charity started our careers out broke, but we didn't have $50,000 in debt looming over our heads. So you must be mindful, ladies and gentlemen, before you pull that trigger, before you say, yeah, I need to go to George Washington University, or yes, I need to go to Duke, or I need to go to Howard, and you got to pay for it, or your parents got to pay for it. Just think about it, okay? That's all I'm saying. Don't y'all get all mad at me saying I'm anti-college. Another point from greatschools.org that I'm giving you today relative to helping high school students, because we've done elementary, we've done middle, and we have done now high school. We'll close out the week with college. But take SATs and ACTs. They are important. They're an important aspect of your college application. And if you study, you're much more likely to have a higher score. You know, it's not necessarily about innate intelligence. You just learn to take the test better. Okay, there's so many test prep books out there to get you ready for it. And, you know, you got them in your school library and your local library and online and everywhere else. So here's what this point is making, is that take practice tests of your ACT and SAT. Get in the study habit, because the better you do on them, the better opportunities you have. Now, they do not have this as greatschools.org as a point, but I'm going to give you another point. I'm going to parenthetically insert a point that you can do a couple other things besides go to college. You can join the military and find in the military what your true passion is, or in the military, pursue your passion. Imagine this: going and serving your country, getting your college tuition paid, coming out and being able to do and navigate so much more clearly. You understand what I'm saying? Now, military is not for everybody, just like college is not for everybody. Get it right. Military is not for everybody, and college is not for everybody. But I will tell you this, that military is a great pathway to growing up. Military helps you grow up. It helps you, you know, it helps you get out of mommy and daddy's arena, and it helps you stand on your own two feet. I highly, all of my military friends out there can concur. I highly recommend, if you just did one tour. I just did one tour in the Marine Corps, and that set me straight for life, y'all. That's not anything that they can take back away from you, as long as you do your time honorably. So if you do your time honorably, then that's a great thing. So, you know, when we're talking about preparing for standardized tests, if we're talking about looking at colleges, we're talking about all of that in high school. What I'm telling you is, because these are tips for high schoolers today, is that there is other things that you can connect yourself with to launch your career that are not necessarily college. That's all I'm saying. You know, that, you know, if you got the entrepreneur bug, you know, then go to a community college, take some business courses, and rock with your business. You know, I just it blows my mind. People go and get a 4-year degree in business management, and they get out making $28,000 a year, and they're strapped with $40,000 in debt. That just does not make sense. And I know my great friend, Dr. Nate Dunlap, who is a financial guru, would say, hey, man, you know, that I don't know if those numbers add up. Greetings to you, Dr. Dunlap. And he says, he goes on to make a point, it's a requirement in Korea to serve in the Army for 2 years. Yes, it should be a requirement in the King household, at least for Chris, he saw it. And congratulations to Chris King Jr. and also Crystal LaVelle. Happy birthday to him. So, you know, my point is that we get so consumed and we get so overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, I got to go to this, you know, $30,000 a year college. I'm not telling you that that's not a route to go. But what I am telling you is that there's multiple lanes that you can go to get your career off the ground. And like I said, Charity and I was broke when we got married, but the military definitely helped, and it helped set on course for us for the rest of our lives. So when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about you don't have to map out your entire future in high school. That's important. I do think that preparedness is important, but you don't have to have it from start to finish. But I'm going to tell you some of the experiences that I've experienced dealing with high schoolers that I found to be relatively interesting because, you know, though you don't have to have it all mapped out, you should have some idea, especially by your junior year. Impacting Life 24/7 is an event that can be experienced locally and around the world because of our platinum sponsors. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Another platinum sponsor, poet Katrina McCain. She is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy of her book today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Skip Mondragon, MD. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is also the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact Dr. Skip Mondragon II at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. Another platinum sponsor, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. This foundation was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal. This husband and wife team have been battling and overcoming heart disease for over 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. If you'd like to know more about Impacting Life 24/7 or to become a sponsor, all that you have to do is do something very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. That's right. Go to clkingspeaker.com. And thank you to our amazing sponsors who help us to propel this message of impact throughout every hamlet and village around the world and locally. You know, our greatest listenership, believe it or not, when you look at it in percentages, because we get all the data and metrics of where our show is being listened to, where our show is being downloaded. And that's really our biggest element of why we do this, because though we do it on Facebook Live and though we upload it to YouTube, we really watch how the behaviors of people who download our show. And so hundreds of people download our show every month throughout the world. And so when we look at a download, that's saying, hey, listen, I intentionally on purpose chose to listen to the show, not like scrolling through and you just kind of bump into it. And it's just like, there's King again, running his jibs. What does he want now? And that's, you know, we appreciate the Facebook Live audience, but that's, you guys really are just, we're just here to hang out together. But our podcast audience hears that commercial and hears our messaging all throughout the world. And those are people who intentionally connect with us and download the show. So Javi makes a great point. And you know, I've been on this train for a while, Javi, that, you know, more people need to be talking about this. Our next generation are strapped with a huge amount of college loan debt. You're right. And you know, think about it. Why is that so glamorous? Why have we made going to college and being strapping your parents with debt? Man, I told my kids, yo, y'all better get it the same way I got it. Why is it so glamorous? Why has it been made so, man, such a rite of passage that you go and you got all these credentials and all that kind of stuff, and you dead broke, you making less than $20 an hour, and you got this cloud hanging over your head for the next 7 to 10 to 15 years. That don't make no sense. Now, I ain't talking, this is not a show on, maybe we should talk about this tomorrow when we talk about college. But, you know, when we talk about kids in high school, there is this pressure to get to the next level, to the next phase. And I feel that pressure is important and it's warranted, because guess what? You know, and particularly when you finish high school, there should be some course of action, because I hear these kids saying, well, I'm taking a gap year and I'm doing this. And okay, so what's after the gap year? Because, you know, come on, let's go. Them window pane envelopes don't stop coming just because you graduated. And so, you know, there should be some progression. And here's what I was going to tell you the next point is, you don't have to map out your whole high school career in high school, you know, right when you get into freshman year. But what I will tell you is that I've spoken in many community organizations where there's a mixed population, high school, middle, elementary, right? And I'll talk to the high schoolers after the event is over, and I'm like, yo, dog, what you want to be? I want to do this. Okay, so what's your plans? Well, I don't know. Now, I talked to one kid who was 17. I think he was a senior, might have been a junior, but I said he wanted to go into the military. He had never talked to a recruiter, never been to a recruiter's office, never got a Marine Corps pamphlet, and he was in a rural community. So I'm just like, bro, if you a little late, man. There's that ball needs to get rolling now. So, you know, when we talk about point number 7 from the greatschools.org's ideas for and tips for high schoolers, you don't have to map out your entire future now in ninth grade, but you should be. That should be something that is a constant. It should be like the aroma in the air. Ah, the future is coming. The future is coming. And really, the future is right now. And so, yeah, I think that's important. Here's what they say. High school students face a lot of big decisions. That is the truth. And sometimes it feels like you need to have your college major and career path already figured out by your senior year. But here's what Sarah from the University of San Francisco graduate, she says, this is not the case. What many students fail to realize is that you can always change majors in school. There's no shame in trying something out and deciding it's not for you. I really like that point. I really do. Now, here's what I've done as a parent. You guys, especially my dear friend with Pumped Up Parenting, she might not have me as a friend anymore. But here's what I told my children. I said, if you're going to go in, like, you know, all of my kids played instruments or did something along that line. I'm like, okay, we're not going to do 20 different things. Okay, you're going to give this a honest effort. And then if you find at the end of that semester or whatever that that's not for you, then we can go and change and do something else. I think that's healthy. And here's the deal. When you are in high school, you don't understand that, hey, look, everything is in order and everything's going towards the senior year. But when you get out of high school, you've got a lot more opportunities to navigate. You've got a lot of opportunities to experiment. So you don't have to, like I'm saying, you don't have to, you know, get out of high school and all of a sudden now 4 years later, you got your degree and 3 years after that, you're making $90,000 and 2 years after that, you're married with a wife. It doesn't have to go like that. Okay. You can go and wet your feet. This is why I'm big on community colleges. I am a VIP ambassador for Craven Community College. I've sat on their scholarship committee and I absolutely love the community college experience, because what does that do? That gives the student the opportunity to stick their toe in the water and make some navigations and make some changes. You know, and Javi makes a great point here. Again, he says that many companies will help pay for college. It's a great way to get actual real work experience and lower any debt. That's right, man. I see Mickey D's offering some college dinero. So, and again, that this is why you don't necessarily have to figure it all out by freshman year. But this is definitely, moms and dads, these are definite conversations that you need to be having with Chris. You know, he just signed, he just swore into the Army. He's going to play in the Army band. He's been playing drums since he was 2. So that's been his lifelong journey and goal. But this is something that we've been discussing and nurturing throughout his whole time in school. And I think that I would love to see more of a cooperative or collaborative relationship with like school counselors, the parents, and the students. Because I've talked to some students in the past and they say that, you know, I didn't really have much engagement from or with their school counselor. And then, the school counselor may be doing something with the student at the school, but it's not necessarily connecting with the home. And I really do feel like there should be a more robust effort to do this collaboratively, to do this in the arena of a cooperation or cooperative. Like, in other words, when we started sitting down with the recruiters, we went to more than just one service, and it was a cooperative. You know, mom and dad is there, Chris is there, and we're discussing and looking at our options. I really do feel like that should be more, that should be unearthed more. We should pull back the carpet more on that, and parents and guidance counselors and the students should work more hand in hand so it doesn't get down to the senior year and we don't know what we're doing. Listen, even in high school, things can change, right? A child's interest can change. And so helping the kids, that's why I said pursue stuff that you love, guys, because helping the kids navigate through those changes, like, okay, well, I'm not really interested in chemistry no more. That's not doing anything for me. I've decided I want to go into underwater basket weaving. Well, then let's talk about it, okay? Because in one of my classes in the gear training, I'm going to show you how much an underwater basket weaver makes. If they can hold their breath long, they're probably getting paid. this again, Impacting Life 24/7, you're listening to a special edition this week. My staff told me they wanted me to go 5 days to see if I could actually do 5 shows in a row. I'm not really used to that marathon, but I'm doing it just to show them I still got it, number one. Number two, I wanted to just focus on, because we're coming back to returning to school, so I've dealt with tips for parents for elementary school students, I've dealt with middle school, the tweener folks, and I've also dealt now today with high school. Yesterday, I had my 2 good friends on, Ashley Jackson. Let me give them a plug. Ashley Jackson, she's the lost. She wrote the book Lost Travel Found, and it is Turning Pain into Purpose. You can get her book at Amazon.com. And, of course, my friend Miriam Baldwin, her book, I still got it right here at the desk, guys. I still got it in the studio. Her book, Caregiver 2.0, From Burnout to Powerhouse. So go get those ladies' books and tell them that you heard them here on Impact Life 24/7. We'll send you a pullover. What's it called? What's that thing called? Hoodie. Yeah. So you know, when I'm thinking about, you know, mapping out where I should be, I really do feel like there should be a cooperative collaboration. Just because your child goes into high school, moms and dads, that is not, that is not the green light to say, okay, well, I guess the school got them now. They don't need my help. They don't need my influence. I really do feel like that should be a cooperative and a collaborative experience. And so I really do feel, hello, Adrian Barker. She's one of our sponsors, and she's just telling me that she had Sean O'Keefe on her show, and very, very timely subject. So, you know, here's what we got to remember. These children are high schoolers. Yeah, I'm talking to y'all high schoolers. I'm talking to the parents. This is a very, very important time, high school. It was the funnest time of my life. I mean, I remember everything in high school. It was really, really important. Really, really impactful. So here's another point from greatschools.org. It says, try to see the bigger picture. Try to see the bigger picture. Even though it might be hard to imagine life beyond high school, guess what? It does exist. And, you know, the thing about it is that sometimes it comes maybe too quick for some students, that they're not ready. High school is a wonderful time to make friends, but it's also not your last opportunity to meet people and form close relationships. I thought about that, you know, when I looked back and looked at the speech I gave at White Oak. Of course, I've given bunches of commencement speeches, but, you know, this one was memorable because of the year that those students had. I forgot to tell them something, and I really regret not being able to say it because I just didn't remember that those relationships that you forge, some of them, they've been in elementary school all the way to high school together. Just because you end high school, that doesn't mean your friendships have to end, or that everything just stops, or your communication with these people, you know, well, they've went on with their life. That's very well true, but they can still be friends. I really do think that that's important, that we understand the value of, you know, friendship is not limited to proximity. Javi, you are right on point there again. A lot of great opportunities are found back in the trades. And I'm telling you, let's magnify the trades. My son Jeremiah and I were talking the other day. He said, man, if another wave hits or whatever and we all got to be locked down, he going in the woods because he know how to hunt and fish, y'all. That's my outdoorsman, and he's good with his hands. But Javi says, you know, get back to the trades, plumber, electrician, construction. There are great careers that have lasted through generations, you know, and that's the truth. And, you know, more importantly, or in addition to that, some of those trades turn into, hey, you can open up your own. You can be your own boss. And then that's when the real revenue is just like, wow. So, you know, don't limit yourself is a great, you know, statement. I cannot say it enough. Tomorrow we're going to close out the week talking about colleges and how to navigate through college. And, you know, like I said, I'm a VIP ambassador for Craven Community College, and also sit on the scholarship, sat on the scholarship committee. So I love community colleges, and we're going to talk about community and 4-year. But, you know, when we're talking about high school today, man, just look at the bigger picture. You know, a lot of students don't realize, you know, that those relationships are important and they can still be valued, and you can have relationships after high school. So I really think, you know, you enter a whole new world of people before you know it. So focus less on the social hierarchy of high school and more on getting to know people who interest you. In the end, that will matter so much more. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's okay. I do the same thing, my friend, Javi. Typos. That's why sometimes I just like this. If I do voice the text, that sometimes is even worse. The people looking at me like, what? Could you interpret for what you just said? But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that when we're talking about high schoolers, we want them to see the bigger picture. See the picture about relationships. See the picture about relationships after school. See the picture about the bigger picture about new relationships. Man, it truly is like the blossoming of a virgining flower, man. That the whole world opens up to you in such a different way. And I will tell you this, that those choices that we make along the way through high school, some of those choices can set the stage for the rest of your life. They got another point here at greatschools.org. I got two more, and then that'll be it for the day. And, man, I love these early shows. I love these early shows. I might just change the show from 8:30 Eastern Standard Time to 4:30 because I can go on with the rest of my day. You know, we'll see. Maybe we'll just mix it up. I like mixing it up. Take care of yourself. That is the next point. High school can be exhausting, and it will catch up with you if you do not get enough rest. Ooh. As Linsky says, she said, just because your friends only need 6 hours of sleep doesn't mean you can survive on that little. You'll learn more, you'll do better when you're well rested. In addition to sleeping enough, eating well and drinking plenty of water can really make a difference. And, you know, I agree with her 100%. I know my friends will agree with me that I watch sometimes, and maybe I haven't modeled probably the best behavior, but I've watched sometimes where the boys, you know, that were our last two in high school, I'm like, okay, so what did y'all eat today? And they just go from one thing to the next. And I'm just like, okay, so did you eat? And then I, you know, they're up, you know, till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just telling on myself, I'm telling on them. We're all guilty. So we just ask for everybody's forgiveness. And you know, it's like, okay, so really you need to take better care of yourself. And what young people don't realize is rest is important. They afraid that they gonna miss something, y'all. They afraid that, you know, if I go to sleep, if I let these eyelids close, I'm gonna miss something. And here's what I can tell you. When you get old like me, as soon as you sit down in the chair, there's like a switch and these eyelids just like, okay, that's it. That's the end of the day for me. I don't have any problem going to sleep and getting rest. And so, you know, when you're in high school, think about that. That rest is important. Now, let me just jump off. Let me see. Do I have her book here in the studio? Yeah. Eat. Gosh, what is it? Eat, nourish, eat, and repeat. I just had her on the show the other day, and she said something that really has stuck with me. She talked about, and this is Miss Delgado. She talked about modeling as parents what self-care looks like to our children. Now, I'm just like, oh, man, I just blowed it. I knowed it. I blowed it. I need to go back and try this whole parenting thing all over again with all seven of them. I just totally ruined it. Because she said, listen, if we're going, running, not sleeping, we're, you know, and I'm in the grind, y'all, okay, people are depending on me to push the envelope and put the hammer down. But, man, if I don't model for my children, in particular as they're coming up, if we don't model for them what rest and self-care looks like, then we're going to perpetuate that behavior. Is that a good point? I think it's a great point. I think it's a phenomenal point that Miss Delgado made. She said, you've got to demonstrate and you got to model for your kids what self-care looks like. And Charity and I have been working on that. We've been modeling that for these four grown adults up in the crib, saying, hey, look, y'all, we out. Y'all got it for the weekend. We going to get some self-care. Peace. And that's important. They're like, where? We come downstairs with our bags. They're like, where y'all going? Self-care, brother. This falls under the umbrella of self-care. Mom and dad need to get away. And, you know, for me, it's really awkward because, you know, being at home in my home studio, my home office, sometimes self-care for me is getting out of this house. I'm like, I'm about to go crazy. Ah! And you know, the truth is that speaking to high schoolers, and this is the segment for high schoolers, ladies and gentlemen, on Impacting Life 24/7, take care of yourself. Okay? And this is a great point. What someone adds to this. They say this, finally, whatever you do, don't start smoking and don't start drinking. Wow. This is coming from a student. If anything else, think of how extremely unpleasant it will be to kick the habit when you eventually try to quit years later. So, man, if it's something that you don't ever start, you never have to worry about struggling to quit. That's a powerful bit of advice. That's powerful. All right, last but not least, on from greatschools.org, here's a tip that they give for our high school students. It says, it's amazing how people will open up. So watch this. Ask for advice. This is tip number 10. Ask for advice. Okay. Don't hesitate to ask a teacher, a parent, an older student for some tips. Even a brief question can lead to further discussion, and you might make a connection or form a friendship you wouldn't have otherwise. Recognize that some things just have to be learned the hard way through experience. Ask for advice. Think about what other people have to say, and ultimately do your best to make the decisions that are right for you. Yes, asking for help, asking for advice, asking for input. Listen. Moms and dads, students, it is not that we drop you off at the threshold of the high school and say, bon voyage, arrivederci, hasta la vista, baby. Figure it out. Let us know when the graduation is 4 years from now. Man, that's what I'm saying, man. It can be an organic experience. It can be an experience that is a whirlpool of collaboration. And don't feel like because the school feels so big or because there's so many students or whatever, that you can't ask for advice, that you can't get people's help, that you can't get input from others. Man, I'm telling you what, one of the greatest things that I ever did, and I've done a lot of great things, ladies and gentlemen, as you can imagine, probably I'll go down as one of the ninth wonders of the world, but one of the greatest things, and I'm just teasing y'all, it's satire, man. One of the greatest things that I've done, I feel, is starting a podcast. Why? Because I get people on our show that give me advice every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I get advice from amazing people. I just had Javi and Jessica Madrigal on for the second time, the Underdog Ninja Foundation founder and CEOs. And you know what? Just talking about health and wellness and heart health in particular really just gave me more advice. I'm telling you, when I finish with these shows and when I finish talking to folks, I feel like I need to go back. I go walk the dog. I make a salad. You know what I mean? And so advice is important. Advice is critical. And realizing that no person is an island unto themselves. Just because you're in high school doesn't mean you got to know everything. And sometimes it feels that way. Some organizations make you feel that way, that if you ask a question, then my goodness, he doesn't know or she doesn't know. Man, ask questions, get advice. You know, all the people who are acting like they know everything, they really don't. You feel me? So that is really what we talked about today. You know, the 10 tips from greatschools.org. Take care of yourself. Ask for advice. Try to see the bigger picture. You don't have to map out everything at one time. Take practice standardized tests. Think about college early, but don't drive yourself crazy. Be yourself. Work hard on getting that second language in. Make the most out of high school academics and pursue activities that interest you. You're right, brother. We are stronger together. I couldn't imagine life without getting those notifications from Javi and Jessica Madrigal every day. I get those notifications and be like, you know what? I might be having a bad day, but when I finish listening to them, my life feels so much better. So I would suggest look them up on Facebook. They do a live devotional every day. They do live trainings and teachings for your health and wellness. So practical, so tangible, so real. And they're just great people out there in the West. I think you guys are in Seattle or somewhere like that. I'm trying to get them to North Carolina. And then when they get to North Carolina, I'm going to move to Texas. So there's that. And I'm going to Texas in October, ladies and gentlemen. I am counting down the days. Pearland, Texas, CL King, and the crew will be there with you. Love you guys. Javi and Jessica, you guys are awesome. So that was for high school, ladies and gentlemen. Share these tips with your high school student or save it in the archives and share it with them when they become high school students. But we did cover elementary for moms and dads. We did cover middle school for moms, dads, and students. And today was mostly about the students, but moms and dads, you need to listen to it too. I wish I could have seen all this and I would just go back and do school all over. So let them explore, let them experience, but don't put this heavy cinder block of pressure on them. Like, you've got to go to Yale. Man, I don't know, man. I guess there's some sort of status associated with where you get your degree from. But in the end, if you come out with $100,000 in debt, it don't matter where the sheepskin's name is. You broke, unless you're going to be a doctor. And even them, you know, even them, they say, man, you know, I got out and you might make $300,000 a year. But if you're a student, then you know what I'm saying? It's just just be wise, guys. Take your time. Look at your options. Explore them. Maybe get a trade and enjoy above everything else we talked about today. Enjoy these 4 years in high school because they go by it is a vapor. I just thought the other day Chris was still going to band camp. And it's gone. He's going on. A man's about to be an adult going out there to serve Uncle Sam. So tune in tomorrow night. I'm going to talk about college and getting prepared for college and how to navigate through college. Maybe a great show. And we'll close out the week with that. And then I'm done. So I'm done for the rest of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hanging with us on Impacting Life 24/7. You'd like to become a sponsor? Very, very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. Join our cadre, our warrior group of sponsors that are helping us impact one life one day at a time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.